You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From La Paz, Mexico, to Steamboat Springs, Colorado, Marrakesh to Kathmandu, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe. That's right, around the globe. Gorgeous day here.
I think it's our first time in the studio that's spring, right?
Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung, and now the heat wave is upon us, and it's finally thawing out all across the country, I think, right?
As we start our weekly show, we always start it with the beautiful weather we've got out here.
Yeah, perfect. I think it's going to be about 78 today, which is, you know, since we've been doing the show, Mark, I know we always start talking about the weather because it's gorgeous, except for a couple times over the course of the last 4 years where it's been raining, and that being said, I forgot to. Eric sent me a text this morning, something about this and the other thing. I need to get back to him. Right. It's always freezing out by him. But anyhow, Thursday. Yeah,
Showed real quick, man. They showed the Braves game last night was snowed out.
Is that right?
The game was canceled because of snow. And we're talking about Atlanta.
Atlanta
in April.
Yeah, and who was on? Somebody was on some show yesterday. They were talking from or calling in from Chicago, and they were like saying it was blizzard-like conditions again.
Yeah,
they just had that a couple weeks ago, which is terrible. Anyhow, just a couple birthdays. I know we got a condensed show today, Mark, because we have not one, but we have two call-ins today.
Great.
So two brands, one from Riri Jewelry, and the other one is calling in from Corydon Customs. But that being said, a condensed show today. Going to just wish out a couple happy birthdays as we do to start every Tastemaker show, Mark. Stephanie Pratt, do you recall that name?
Yeah, The Hills or something.
Married to that bozo, what was his name? He was I don't even know what his name was.
I'm surprised I remembered what show she was from.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah, I remember what you're talking about. The other guy.
They
live up here like in Santa Barbara or something.
Santa Barbara.
And he eats pie a day or something, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anyhow, she's 32. Seems like she's been in the public eye forever, which she probably has. So let's say it's been 10 years. So she's only 32, so she's been around since 22.
Wow.
Anyhow, a lot of big ones today, Mark. Real big ones. So we're going to...
Including Pratt.
Yeah, I'm being sarcastic because she's the biggest one today.
Wow.
We have a lot of TikTok stars, and I don't even know
who
the hell they are. I don't even know who TikTok is. But anyhow, to be honest with you, Mark, other than Stephanie Pratt, we're only celebrating Goldust. He's 42 today. He's a wrestler. And as far as that's good, everybody else celebrating a birthday today is either a TikTok star, a YouTube star, an Instagram star, or some other social media star. So this is the first time ever we've only wished happy birthday to two people, and I only know one. So happy birthday to Goldust, who's 42.
Well, let me do a happy birthday. It might be about a week early, Matt, but our good friend Sue Wong, celebrity designer.
Fashion guru. Stylist.
Writer, director. She's got a lot of stuff coming down the line. She's the new Martha Stewart.
I like that.
We've known Sue for you know, many years now. She's got a big birthday party happening next Saturday.
Soiree.
At the Cedars.
Yes.
We're lucky enough to be on the invite list.
Wonderful.
So I know, Sue, we'll see you next week, and we'll wish you a happy birthday. But as long as we've got our global, worldwide listeners right now, I want to do a...
And then she's having a big...
sale at her studio.
Glendale. It's a different location.
Yeah.
I didn't have that information handy, but it's a big one. So that's tomorrow.
Yeah, happy birthday to Sue Wong.
Happy birthday, Sue.
So I guess the party.
Oh, like you said, it's a week early, but
we may not be here next week. I think the show's off next Thursday. So
I know against the condensed version of the show, Mark, you get a couple important shout-outs to do first.
Well, the first thing I want to do is I want to do a big thank you to our friends at Santa Anita Race Park.
Track.
In Arcata, California. You know, they were just they just hosted their biggest event of the year last Saturday. It was the Santa Anita Derby, and I think it was the 25th running of the Santa Anita Derby, and our friends at Santa Anita, as always, extended a great invitation to us to attend the party in the Chandelier Room.
Wonderful.
Which is a fabulous party room. We go to these things about four times a year, maybe five times a year, because it's the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, Pegasus, Belmont.
Wow.
Santa Anita Derby.
And if we get lucky enough to do the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, so that's about eight times a year we get to go there.
Wow.
It plays. They had a great buffet. I must say,
Saturday, one of the best.
Yeah, last Saturday's
the
buffet, they had pork loin, which was fantastic with that plum sauce, I think, or something.
It was salsa.
They had their roasted chicken. They had brisket and salmon. Okay, yeah. So you had four.
The salmon's always delicious.
Four main entrees: yeah. Mashed potatoes, garden vegetables, pretzel rolls.
Well, let's not forget the Waldorf salad,
Waldorf
and the iceberg salad,
iceberg wedge. Yeah,
fantastic. It was phenomenal. Never could eat enough, though. My thing is, I have one plate and I'm stuffed. And it goes till three, but I can't eat. I can't eat again.
And then on top of that, Matt, they had tequila tastings.
Yep.
Which was great.
Wonderful.
Very generous with the servings.
A quartet, a nice musical quartet. I wish I knew the name of the
fantastic
quartet.
It was a gorgeous day.
Yep, nice setting.
Every race, we left the chandelier room to go outside and watch the races from outside. Bumped into some Storage Wars fans out there, which was great.
Oh, and not to mention we met Kevin Dillon.
Yeah, well, I was getting there. Well, I wanted to congratulate Bob Baffert on his win at the Santa Anita Derby with Roadster, which one of the favorites.
You liked it.
Yeah, one of the favorites coming up in the Kentucky Derby in 3.5 weeks, actually 3 weeks from Saturday. So congratulations to our friend Bob Baffert. Great time. Like Matt mentioned, we bumped into Kevin Dillon. You may know him from Entourage.
And he knows us from Storage Wars.
Yeah.
Go figure that.
Yeah, he's a Storage Wars fan.
Only a handful of celebrities we've met over the years, Mark, that actually were like fans of our show that were like, hey, I want to take a picture of you. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and not to mention
that's
that,
pretty cool.
He was very friendly.
Yep.
And he came in there with his entourage of his own, I think, right? He had about three or four people with him.
Oh, I think he had about six.
Oh, six people with him.
He had those Aussies, too.
He's the star of Entourage who came in with his own entourage.
Yeah.
So a big shout out to Kevin Dillon.
Yep.
Big shout out to Entourage. Big congratulations to Roadster, Mike Smith, and Bob Baffert on their road to the Kentucky Derby. Many say this is this year's Justify and a few years back's American Pharoah. So
fantastic.
We have to hope for the best for Roadster, Mike Smith, and Bob Baffert. Thanks again for our friends at Santa Anita Park, which was, again, the great race place. It was always a good time
there. Good time.
So, thanks
switching the tone to, sports continued on a couple different levels. The NCAA tournament after March Madness has just finally ended. Big shout-out to the University of Virginia. First time in history. Last year, they were number one seed. They lost to a 16 seed. A year later, they come back and they win the championship. So big shout-out to them. Shout-out to Augusta, Georgia, where the Masters is underway today. Tiger Woods teed off at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. this morning. Wonder how he's going to do.
When I heard just coming in, he was at even right now.
Even. Always beautiful in Augusta. Always beautiful in Augusta. And I don't want to say big shout-out, but Magic Johnson is stepping down from a position he shouldn't have even had.
Right.
So he's got his toes dipped into too many other things. Sure, he brought LeBron here, but that's all he's done.
But I think LeBron had planned to come here anyhow, with or without him.
Yeah, and then he hires the Rob Lowe look-alike.
Boy, he looks just like
Kobe Bryant's manager.
Who's agent. Has no business being in that position.
So, just like Magic may have been a fantastic basketball player with the Lakers and Michigan State, he stinks in management. When he coached the Lakers for a short period of time, he stunk, and he stunk as being president of the Lakers.
But then, see, also, man, you've got to go back to, what's your name, Julie Buss? Who's the one who was the primary, she fired her brother 2 years ago. In that position, then brought in Magic, and then he brought in the Rob Lowe lookalike, the agent who's never managed. So you've got a president of operations who's never been a president of operations, a general manager who's never been a general manager before.
Yeah.
So the only thing that really has happened in the last 2 years is they got LeBron, but he was going to come here anyway.
Yeah. Good riddance, vaya candidos out with him. Hey, Lori McLaughlin, that whole university scandal thing, and I hope they cook her.
Should have taken the plea.
Yeah, Felicity Huffman, she came forward taking care of business. She might only be serving 4 months to 6 months, paying $20,000.
She copped it. She said she's guilty.
Yeah, and I get it. But this one, not only is she full of it, guilty of sin. How about her daughter? You saw the video when she's like saying, I don't want to go to school. I just want to go to Paris. I hope they cook her.
Yeah,
and I think they're going to make an example of her. I don't know her. I don't mean to bid any misfortune anyone, but she deserves it in this
case. Right, and on top of that, unlike Felicity Huffman, who just did the $15,000 one, she did $500,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think she's the only one that's not pleading guilty because she has faith in her attorney that's going to get her off scot-free.
Yeah, I think she does. I think she thinks she's highfalutin and high and mighty. I hope they cook her.
Yeah, I don't think it's looking good for her. That's for sure. Some scandal. Other than being in Fuller House, I'm not familiar with her work at all.
No. Neither am I. She's. I think she does the Lifetime circuit. You know,
and
Lifetime,
her husband, that Massimo, he's the guy that used to have that stuff at Target like 10 years ago. But I mean,
he looks older.
Where's his stuff at?
Yeah.
I mean, Target's kind of like a step down unless you're like a Martha Stewart, and then you're a big brand. You can get the stuff in there for the masses.
Yep.
But when you're just an average designer and you're in Target, and then you're gone, where do you go from Target?
Yeah.
I guess it does pretty good for them because they got this nice big palazzo in Bel Air.
Yeah, it probably did good for him like 10 years ago or whatever. He's probably making a ton load of, you know, heckle out of it. But anyhow, wherever you are, I'm sorry, but I hope they cook you. You're guilty.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking the same thing, especially when those videos went viral. Yeah. Not videos. I guess the videos of them about the girls saying that they only want to go to school because they want to party and they want to have a good time and they can care less about school.
Yeah.
Well, these people got no business being in school.
No, nope,
that's for sure.
Speaking of being in school, did you hear about Kim Kardashian wants to be an attorney now?
Ridiculous.
Is that to be? And you know, I forgot who was on the morning news today. She says how super hard it is to become an attorney.
Yes.
How
you got years, full time.
Yeah, and that's
studying
full time, and that's right after coming out of school. Your brain is going. So I mean, come on. So she supposedly was responsible for getting that one woman out of.
Yeah.
Okay, so now she wants to be an attorney.
Well, first off, when you got three kids, you're a mother. Plus, you got all these other business ventures. For her to even say that she wants to commit the time to be an attorney.
Yeah, she doesn't realize that's a 60-hour-a-week job.
She's worth getting ready for it.
Yeah,
but then if you're an attorney, there's nothing else going on.
I mean, that's just one of the most silliest things.
Yeah, funny. I agree with you.
I mean, it's almost like a joke. It is a joke. It's kind of like you have to chuckle when you hear that, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Well, we do have a call coming in pretty soon, Mark, from RiriJewelry.com. We will be speaking with Maria Corcoran, I think. I'm sorry. But that being said, Game of Thrones this week, finally coming on. Have you been binging it all this week? HBO's been showing nonstop?
No. As a matter of fact, I haven't watched any of them because I figured I don't want to just start one unless I'm going to go through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, haven't you seen episodes or seasons in the past?
Yeah, the last two seasons.
Oh, the last two seasons. Yeah.
But that's it. I'm only familiar with the last two seasons.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of stuff has gone on before that, but...
I've been trying to catch up. I guess HBO is showing everything this week, so I'm trying to catch up with as much as I can. Should be pretty good.
Yeah.
Should be pretty good. Watch, but I mean, the ratings are probably going to go through the roof, and then a year from now they're going to do a Game of Thrones movie.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, why not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but anyhow, just the last couple of days, what I've been watching, it's pretty. I can't believe a lot of times.
Any good scenes?
Yeah, you know, the violent scenes. And finally, I got to see where, what's his name, that Jamie Land Meister or whatever gets his hand cut off, you know, the one night.
I didn't know that. Oh, wait, did I see?
Yeah, because he had no hand. He's got the metal hand or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I've never seen how he lost it. But,
how did he lose it?
Oh, he was kidnapped by some people. They took him and. He was talking his mouth off and saying, my father wouldn't let you do this, blah, 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 blah. And they go, you're nothing without your father. And he put his hand down, and this dude just took out the sword and just cut right off.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah. But good stuff. But a lot of times I catch the tail end of these shows when they're popular. Game of Thrones, Being Bad, or what's the one with...
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. I caught that the last two seasons.
But then you finally binge and watch the whole thing,
yeah,
right?
But these good shows, I only start watching, getting involved in the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, Breaking Bad, I remember, was winning all these Emmys and meant nothing to me. It didn't interest me. The show didn't interest me at all, so I never watched it. And you and I were gone one weekend for one of our trips, and Blake and Stacy binged on the thing, and they were saying how great it was. And so then I came back, and then I started watching it and saw the same thing. This is a fantastic show.
Yeah.
And then I started watching it, and then, you know, naturally I caught up with everything and saw the whole thing. So.
Right.
But great.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. HBO does this a lot. They did this with Deadwood last week. They started running the old episodes again, leading up to the Deadwood movie.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones is doing it. Veep did it leading up to the new season that just started a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I was on Showtime the other day, and they were running back-to-back episodes of Episodes. You remember that show?
Oh, you said the other day?
Yeah, a couple days ago.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so I teamed with three of them because I really liked that, and I watched all three. Great. They did two seasons, and then they stopped like about a year or two ago. And so when I saw them running them again, I'm thinking, I wonder if they're leading up to another season coming back.
Yeah.
But that was a great show, Episodes.
Yeah. That was 30 minutes, wasn't it?
30 minutes, comedy, great.
Yeah.
You know. So,
with Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah, I'm ready here. Yeah, yeah, playing himself. It was a hoot the other day. His money manager.
Oh, yeah.
His money manager's killed himself, right?
Yeah. But then was this season one?
No. And then they find out that he embezzled everybody's money.
Right.
So Matt LeBlanc was in a tizzy.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get over it. Right. But get this. Then he said, good thing it was only half. They only took half of my money. I still have half. And everyone's like, wait a minute, you still have half? Yeah. How much is left? $32 million. And
everyone said,
you're saying that you still have $32 million
right.
left?
Yeah. After
yeah.
Half.
Well, then you shouldn't worry. Hey, I just lost $32 million. Yes, but you still have $32 million. Have you ever lost $32 million? See, I guess it's the pros and cons of that.
Yeah.
That's a fortune that you're losing.
Yeah.
But if you still have $32 million, that's a heck of a lot of money.
Yeah. If you have $1,000, you lose half of it. That's nothing.
Right.
Well, I guess, again,
he was getting sauce. He was drinking his Jack Daniels. He killed a whole bottle, and he put it in a big cup.
Cup. He still did lose $32 million.
$32 million. Yeah. But he still had $32 million.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting
way to look at it. Because the glass is half full. Half it's empty, half it's gone. So half of his.
But again, like you said, if you only have 10,000 and you lose 5,000, that's big.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't make it. That's really tough. But when you have. And he says, are you kidding? You know how expensive it is for me to live every month? My net is $1 million a month.
Yeah. Crazy.
But good show.
Yeah.
Good show.
Real good show. That was a couple of days ago?
Over the weekend, I think it was on. And so that led me to believe that it's coming back, because usually they'll do that. They'll run the episodes leading up to it.
Mm-hmm.
So
we got brunch coming up on Sunday, one of our favorite places.
Oh, yeah. Zero 55.
Poolside, Circa 55, right?
Oh, yeah. I was going to call today to confirm.
What time are reservations?
11:30.
One of the best brunches around, because it's got all the components which you want. It's poolside, which is you want beauty. You want someplace really nice. The price is fair.
It's Beverly Hills. Flowing champagne. And I forget what the brand is, but it's a good brand.
You've heard of the Pomona Mining Company out there in Pomona. They have a champagne brunch.
Is that still there?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I just was on their website the other day, because we're looking for Whitney, you know, where we go. Anyhow, they have a Sunday champagne brunch, okay? But unlimited champagne, it says unlimited champagne. However, even though it says that, it is actually not unlimited. You could have champagne, but it is not a bottomless glass. So what is unlimited but not bottomless?
Not to mention, we were just talking about Whitney's graduation last night. It's a Sunday night at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And it ends around 10 o'clock. So you're talking about going before?
Before.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where the challenge lies, Mark, because we're thinking out that way there's not a wide variety of places.
Right.
So we're
right.
thinking about doing it past Cena First at someplace cool. But we'd have to be eating like at 4:30.
Right.
You know, because to get there.
Because you want to get there, you have to get someplace to park. You have to get in your seat. So you got to get there at 6:30, 6
o'clock. So we're limited to right around the area. So I thought about that place. But
that's the worst thing, to have this thing at a Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I think Whitney said there's not that many, 100 people maybe, something like that.
Oh, I think it's more than that, but it's still pretty small. Mm. It's still pretty small.
Well, I don't know if our call is coming in. It was supposed to be at 11:15. We're running late already, and then we got another call in 10 minutes, so it is what it is. Right?
Should I follow up and send her an email, Mark?
Yeah, I guess. Anyhow.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like you said, man, Circa 55 on Sunday, which is great.
What does that go for?
I think it's.
Is it 50?
Or is it more? Let me see, because the special is. Actually, because the special isn't that big of a deal. So I'm thinking it might be $55.
Yeah. And they push for the tip, don't they?
Yes.
I mean, they emphasize.
No, I think they put it on there now, don't they? When they give you the bill with the tax, because you got to pay the tax.
Yeah, I think
I think they put that in there.
I'm not playing that, though, this time.
Okay.
Because I remember the last time we were there.
1 year ago.
Wow.
I just got my thing the other day. It was memories. It was 1 year.
Wait,
that was a year ago, but unless we went again 6 months ago or 8 months ago. But we were there a year ago last week.
And now that I'm thinking about it, we're already into April, and this first 4 months went by like this. And I know we didn't go around Christmas time, and I know we didn't go around Thanksgiving.
Unless we went in the summer or early
fall. Put it this way, it's probably been at least 9 months.
Yeah.
Half me thinks that we were just there like 6 months ago, but that can't be.
But then you and I went to visit the Waldorf, and then we went for drinks around October, so that's why we're familiar with that area.
Yeah.
And then you were just there with Whitney in December, I think, right?
Yeah.
So that's why you're kind of like thinking we were kind of like just there.
Wow.
Because we were there, but not at the brunch.
Wow. So this is going to be great then.
Yeah. So what else is going on?
Wow.
I guess let me talk about the towels.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, before we run out of time.
Yeah, we've got this great event coming up in July. We're hosting the Wild Creation Celebrity Gifting Suite during ESPY Week. And for the ESPY Awards on ESPN. So one of these brands...
Hey, Mark, really, really quick. Do you know what the number is here that the people call in from? I'm trying to make sure that I give the right number.
818. You ready for this?
Yeah.
602-4929.
Okay, let me just double check that.
Okay, so anyhow, this is a great brand. They're from Australia, and it's called Tessalate.
Down Under.
Tessalate. Beach Towels, Australia. And these things are great. That's Tessalate.com. They're beach towels from Australia. And they get this, man. They provide free worldwide shipping. And the towels go for, I think it's about $52.99 U.S.
Wow.
Okay, so you've got a great price for a towel, and you can get it shipped to you for free.
I like the name. Do you know what it means?
You know, that's a good question. I don't.
Tessalate.
It's Tessalate. A revolutionary new type of towel that's lightweight, but large, super absorbent. Quick drying and totally sand-free. Now, that's pretty good to find
totally
a towel.
Totally sand-free. What does that mean?
Find a towel that's sand-free. It's sold in over 130 countries, and they've sold over 50,000 of these since they started a few years ago. Stunning, vibrant designs for women and men. This was started, the company was started by two friends who had a simple idea: make a sand-free beach towel and make a product they're proud of.
That doesn't sound like an easy thing to do.
From their humble beginnings of selling in a stall at Bondi Markets, they now have customers around the world, like I just mentioned. Even though they've grown, they don't want to forget their original idea. That's why they solely focus only on making the world's best beach towel. That's it. They don't make anything else, just the beach towel.
Colorful.
Which is kind of cool. You just stick to one thing, like In-N-Out burgers.
Yeah, just burgers is right.
They believe in details, and that's why they don't love. That's why if you don't love your Tessalate towel, get in touch, and you get a full refund.
That sounds like a dessert. I'll have an order of Tessalate.
And the two founders are Volkan Azbek and Jackie Lamb. So congratulations to the two of you for starting this incredible company.
What were the names again?
Volkan Azbek and Jackie Lamb. Website is tessalate.com. Tessalate.com, and I've got one right here. I'm holding on to it right
colorful.
Now.
And it's colorful. I like how it's packed.
It's a carry-all.
It's compressed, yeah. But that's one of those things. I'm like, then once you open it up, you got to fold it perfectly to.
But it dries easily, and there's no sand in it, so it should be folding up very easily, and it's a great thing. So
Looks good. Great addition to our upcoming
Great price. It's compact and light. No more bulky towels. The towels are lightweight and roll into a compact size to fit into your tote, which it comes with the tote.
Yep.
Rapid dry. It's engineered to dry in half the time than a regular towel. No more post-dip soggy towels. Boy, this is great. Absorbent? We mean ultra-absorbent. This baby will retain a lot of water. The wetter you get, the better.
I'm going to have to test that at home.
Yeah. And sand-free, absorb light engineering allows for sand to slip off easily.
Wow.
So you leave the beach at the beach.
You're going to definitely have to try it because when I saw it, Mark, it looked really thin. I thought it was just maybe like a beach towel just to lay on. But now after listening to all this scientific
jargon.
It sounds like it's like a repellent.
Jack, you're engineers.
Yeah, maybe you're scientists.
Yeah.
Scientists or engineers in some capacity.
Tessalate.com. And we
check it
out.
Yeah, fantastic. FoodieCon, Mark. I was at the FoodieCon last week. I think this was the second annual FoodieCon at the Reef downtown. Kind of like the CookieCon, but just a food con, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, small. I think this is only the second year. Great to go to. If you haven't had an opportunity to go, I guess you have to try again next year. It's grown. Because I went last year, and I went this year as well. It's growing a little more. But the VIP section is almost as big as the entire rest of the section. So kudos to them for taking care of the VIPs, because you know as well as I do, Mark, we all like to be a VIP. So big shout-out to the FoodieCon. Next year, check it out
so
again.
It was just last
weekend. It was just a weekend. It was just Saturday and Sunday, the FoodieCon. We like these type of things. In fact, we have a wine fest. I forgot what it's called. We'll be promoting in the next show, the one that takes place down at LA Live. That's always in June or July, so it's coming
up. Speaking of which, Matt, you know the old concourse, the old Greystone Mansion concourse.
Talk to me.
Has always been 3 weeks. It's the first weekend of May. I haven't heard anything about it, but I got to research it to see if it's coming back. Because last year they cut it short. They canceled it at the last minute.
Sandy might know, or Marty Fowler might know.
Yeah,
one of these days. But yeah, that was a damn good thing.
And they canceled it at the last minute, like that polo match we were supposed to go to last.
Oh yeah, the Friday night. Before.
I checked the. I was just on the website, and it just said it was canceled.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Mark, polo season is coming up.
How about that?
May, I guess, right?
I think it starts in May, like that.
April, weather's great. It's spring.
San Diego starts in June, I think.
Yeah, but I think Santa Barbara starts in May.
Yeah.
And then next weekend is this weekend is the Las Vegas polo thing.
Oh, this week?
So this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, so it's been a year since we went.
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
So that's starting this week. And then May, it starts with Santa Barbara. And then a couple times through the summer,
okay,
they have...
We got a call coming in, so I guess we have to...
Oh, we missed it?
No, it's coming right now.
Oh. Hopefully.
Hello, thanks for calling. You're on with the Tastemakers.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Maria?
It's Riri Corcoran.
Maria, how are you?
No, Riri.
Oh, Riri. I'm sorry. Riri, how are you?
I am good. Are you the one I've been emailing back and forth with?
That is correct, Riri. You have been speaking to, well, you've been actually, it's been both of us, both the Harris brothers, but you have us both online right now. And we have Riri Corcoran
awesome.
On the line right now, and we'd love to hear about your brand. Hex. Tell us about the Hex. Tell us about Hex. I was on your site yesterday just researching some beautiful stuff, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, wonderful.
I'm truly so passionate about what I do.
Since childhood.
And, yes, I truly love it. And more than that, I have this weird thing about me, and I'm not just saying it, but I really love to give back, and I really want to be able to use my love for making jewelry and be able to continue doing it so I can give back. Because my big thing is, you know, jewelry is an accessory. It's not a necessity. And
wait, I like that.
Yeah, jewelry, it's not a necessity.
I love that. But it's an accessory. And how can I help people, like, with this accessory?
Well, you know, speaking...
I've had several events where I've tied in my jewelry, you know, with charities and, you know, different ways to help others.
Yep.
And as it grows, that would be my favorite thing would be to be able to help more people.
In fact, I'd like to, if you will allow me to read what is on your website. I love this. Since childhood, Riri Corcoran has been intrigued by the hexagon, a shape that symbolizes strength, individuality, and versatility. Using the hexagon as the foundation of her collections, Riri... Cool name, by the way. Riri has transformed the six-sided silhouette of a hexagon into a stylish element, the hex, that is her signature jewelry design concept. Love it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it is. And, you know, I was an art major, and I always enjoyed painting, you know, with geometric shapes. There's something soothing about looking at them, and the hexagon is considered the connecting center of universal coherence.
Wow.
And
didn't know
it
that.
Is interesting as I design new pieces moving forward. The more you look at it, the more it teaches you, and that's, you know, what I do. I do have that on my website because it is very true.
Why don't you share your website with us, Maria?
Yes, it is Riri, R-E-R-E, jewelry.com.
Okay.
And you can read all about, you know, the details about each collection. There's three collections where I tie this signature hexagon design that I use. I have a design patent for this hexagon design in one piece, and I apply that to all of the collections, which are very different. It's hard to tell. The Defy collection is kind of a very interesting one, and it's a more difficult one to show on the actual website, but it has floating elements in it, if that's how I want to be able to say it. I don't really want to give away the secret.
Floating elements,
but,
I like that.
Basically, within fine jewelry, it hasn't been seen yet, and the pieces move, and... You know, along with the magic of the hexagon, you know, I want to be able to unify people and bring them together mm-hmm. with this collection. That's really what I love. And I love, you know, all different kinds of people. I'm very much a people person, and I love to help people. And if somehow I could have various different, you know, cultures and different kinds of people wearing my jewelry, it would make me so proud. That
Wonderful.
Would be my favorite thing.
And really, how long have you been doing this?
I have been making jewelry about 8 years.
Okay.
I was an art major. I was in fashion before, and I have, you know, similar interest in that area as well. But
sure.
My favorite thing is designing jewelry. It truly is my passion. And believe me, this collection will definitely change your life.
We're all open for life-changing concepts and ideas.
It's a conversation piece. They're like wearable pieces of art, and you know, they're very unique, and I love supporting other artists and other designers as well. I haven't seen anything similar to mine in the ability of what they do.
Yeah.
You know, there's pendants that open, there's moving pieces, and then I have a very detailed, intricately beaded line that is, it's called the code. And
the code.
It has these details. Yeah, the code has very detailed patterns, and it's beaded 18 karat gold with black spinel beads. And I use that same hexagon motif that appears in these beads within those pieces.
Do you have any are any of your pieces called the Hexagon of Love, like the old ABC album?
No, it isn't, but maybe I should name one after that. No, because that is interesting.
Yep.
No.
Sure.
But yeah, as I move forward, I'm always thinking of, I can come up with an idea a day. I'm very creative.
This is your full-time job, right? This isn't like a part-time thing. Wow, that's good.
And I have a family. I have three daughters,
it's a handful.
A lot juggling it, and I'm very proud to show them how hard I'm working at this and that I'm just equally as passionate about it as I am working for it.
Fantastic.
It's a good thing to teach them.
Yeah. And what do your price ranges? What do they start at, and how high do they go, or is it no ceiling?
Well, my lower price points are, I have a collection called The Angel, and this collection I initially did because I was doing a lot of charity events, and then I decided I really wanted to reach out and help this hospital. I live in New York, and it's St. Elizabeth Seton Children's Hospital for disabled children.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathy Lee Gifford and the Mara family and I got together, and we threw a wonderful event, and it's called the Angel Event. You know, we had an artist that painted angels and sold her artwork. So I had this piece made that I came up with this little angel, and part of the sales obviously went to this hospital, but it was a huge success, and following the event, the angel became, you know, it's symbolic to everybody, you know, and it became a piece that a lot of people kept buying and, you know, felt so positive about it that I decided to really put it in the main collection, and I'm going to change the charity, you know, throughout the year. Right now it's going to Memorial Sloan Kettering, part of the proceeds, and I'm going to continue to design new pieces that involve this little angel. It's just a sweet, tiny little, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Good for you.
You know, everybody needs an angel, right?
Everybody needs an angel in their life, that's for sure. Well, we're very happy.
Everybody, I know, especially, you know, in a time now where, like, you know, things are, you know, you need a lot of strength to get, you know, to get through everything that's going on today.
Yeah,
and
just to
I feel like... you know, anything that can help that.
Well, we're very excited to have you on board for our upcoming Emmy Gifting Suite in September. Could you tell us a little bit about what you'll be providing throughout the day for our invited celebrity guests at that event?
Well, I'm so excited first. I truly am to show, not only show the collection, but kind of, you know, explain how hard I've worked towards getting this. This isn't something that it's truly a passion, and I put a lot of thought and time into each collection. And I want to explain the meanings kind of behind each of these collections and be able to show everybody that.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be busy talking to everybody. Are you coming alone? Are you coming with somebody?
Is your team coming out with you?
Because it seems like you have a lot.
What?
Are you coming to our event alone or bringing a team? Because it sounds like you have a lot of information to share with our invited guests.
I want
to make sure that
I can talk forever. I am bringing two people.
Okay, good.
Because
I think it's great. I mean, it's good to know, because I know you have a lot of information. You have a lot of good causes here, and you have a wonderful line that you plan on sharing.
And I'm coming up with a new piece. My entire collection consists of 18 karat gold right now on my website.
Nice.
And my Instagram is at Riri Corcoran Jewelry. Corcoran is Corcoran. And that is my Instagram. And I really feel that with, you know, not just posting pieces of jewelry, but kind of giving a feel for what I stand for, which is kindness, helping others, any way I can reach out. You know, I have three daughters, and I know that, you know, social media can be a negative thing, but it can be positive if you are a good role model. And I just try to, you know, with each piece of jewelry, kind of tie in something clever that, you know, has to do with that.
Yeah.
And I, for some reason, I always can find a way. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's that creative side of me, you know?
Good for you. That being said, Riri, I know you shared your Instagram information with us. Do you have Facebook or Twitter or TikTok or anything else?
I do.
And what are those?
I have Facebook is Riri Jewelry as well.
Okay. So Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Great. Yes, exactly. And I do, I'm coming up with a special piece for I think it'll be ready this summer.
Oh, wonderful.
But it's not going to be 18 karat gold. It'll be plated. And it's a very, I'm going to unveil it when it comes. But it'll be very interesting. It'll be something, a necklace and a pendant. And something you can use daily, and especially in LA by the beach over there.
Wow, fantastic.
You know, so it'll be able to, it's going to be very exciting, and I'm going to bring those pieces as well to in September.
Well, Riri, we're very happy to have you on board. We're very, very excited to have your product involved with the gifting, and we're ready to showcase it come September. And we have to let you go because we do have our other call coming in. You did call just a little late, so we're running a little behind schedule. So, Riri, thank you for calling in. Thank you for participating with our upcoming event, and we look forward to meeting
you
and your team come September.
Yes, and again, you can find all details of all my collections on both my website, RiriJewelry.com, and at Riri Corcoran Jewelry. There's, you know, descriptions and so on and so forth as well.
Fantastic.
But I'm really looking forward to, you know, being out there and supporting the Emmys, and, you know, it'll be exciting.
It will be. We look forward to meeting you and having you on board. Again, Riri,
thanks
you so much. And everybody check out her website and her Instagram and Facebook accounts. Thanks, Riri. Have a wonderful rest of your day
today. Thank you, and I really appreciate the time.
Our pleasure.
Okay.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Riri with Riri Jewelry. RiriJewelry.com. Check out her stuff, buy her stuff, get on her Instagram and enjoy. Happy to have her on board. And here we go, Mark. We got another call coming through shortly, but it is Coachella weekend this weekend, Mark, for the 20th year in a row. It's bigger and better and badder every year.
Isn't that something?
It is out of control.
We were invited to a lot of things, and then one invite or one email that came in, I saw it said that more or less that we're not the right age group or something.
Oh, that was a first.
That was interesting.
Yeah, that was a first. I know it's definitely geared towards the younger crowd. There's no doubt about it, and that's why they
I was back and forth with Sandy this morning, too, and then she asked me if we were going, and I said, probably not, because we didn't get a room early enough, and a lot of these things are targeted for a younger crowd. And
yeah.
I shared that one email. I said, you know, it just seems like it's a younger thing. And
She
says, welcome to my world. It really is a younger person's world.
You know, the Bob and Marlene, their kids, Chase and Dylan, they're both going. They're getting there tonight because they open up the campground at midnight.
Oh, they're staying at the campground.
Oh, yeah.
Not a hotel or anything.
Yeah.
Right?
They did the hotel thing 2 years ago. It was a nightmare. They say the Travelodge, it was like $400 a night for the Travelodge.
But
so,
I mean, that wasn't a nightmare. You're just saying it was expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, it was $1,200
bucks for them to have a bed.
Yeah, it was $1,200. So last year they came and they got the campgrounds for what it's cost and so forth. So definitely they're seeing. I'm not quite sure what it is for the campground, but I think it's like $250 for the weekend. So you could have like 6-8 people.
You could bring a tent.
Bring a tent.
Yeah, they
whatever.
Porta potties there, I guess.
Porta potties. They got showers. You know, it's nothing like Woodstock or even the US Festival back in 1982. It's all completely. I mean, it's a money making machine. You know, did you see a list of all these parties and all these companies and corporations?
Stuff.
I mean, it's like the biggest.
I was surprised how much stuff is actually going on during the day.
Yeah, yeah, and stuff going on. Today, actually.
Yeah.
But we were lucky enough to get in four. Did you see the thing that came in today? We got invited to this.
It's the Lucky Brand thing?
Yeah. That's like a Foster Brand's giving out sunglasses. They're giving out cologne. It's great. We've already got confirmed by the PR firm in New York, but something came in today from the event planner.
Oh.
But that's already all been cleared up. So.
Yeah.
That being said, I guess coming up now, shortly, Mark, is Sheldon Baker with Corydon Customs. I guess he should be checking in any minute now. So we'll be talking about his product. He is going to be participating. Well, in the past, he was involved with our Oscar event, and he's going to be participating with our ESPYs event.
So the Corydon brand is going to be at our gifting suite.
Yes.
Okay.
I hope I'm correct with saying that.
When they were there last, I didn't get it. I didn't get one of the cards.
I didn't either, but
we'll make sure to get one in July.
Yeah, cool stuff. I mean, real cool stuff. It's like Mattel, Hot Wheels,
You know, Hot Wheels nowadays, you get it for a dollar anywhere. How much were the Hot Wheels back in the 60s when we were growing up?
I was thinking the same thing, because you get these things for a dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, what were they, a quarter?
Sometimes, I think, a couple years ago.
The post office has Hot Wheel stamps now, and one of the stamps is the Diora.
Diora.
Yeah. It looks really cool.
Wow, good stuff.
Yeah. I love it when the post office gets these limited edition stamps.
Yeah. You know,
they're really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, whenever I get stamped, so I always just, are you the ones that ask for the special ones or whatever?
Well,
I just say,
I
give
ask
me whatever.
What they got.
Oh,
yeah, first,
I never
the way I look at it, I'm paying for the same thing. I might as well get something I like because they got so many different good ones.
Yeah. I know. I guess I'm one of those. I just take whatever.
There's no effort in it. You just say.
Well, it takes a little more time. You got to look, see what they got.
They've got it right in front of
say,
you.
Say, oh,
they
take
have
this.
It right here.
You know.
When I get up there, because you're waiting in line for 5 or 10 minutes.
You're right. I feel like sometimes I just waited and I earned my time. I earned my time, so I'm going to take my time.
Well, yeah, say I'm taking this one.
Yeah.
You got the time once you're up there.
Yeah, but then,
and
then
you're paying
I got
the same price.
You know, I always have a hard time when it comes to deciding certain things. Am I like this one or that one?
Well, there's people at me that are that good.
People in back of me are waiting. I like
well, you
to just
waited too.
Get in and get out.
But they've got the sheets right there,
you
and
know.
You're in line for 10 minutes. They've got it up there that you could choose what you want.
Well, you know.
And then when you wake up, when you walk up there, it takes you 30 seconds. They say, "What do you want? I want this one."
I'm better with limited.
You have all the time you need. You're only asking to take this one instead of that one. It doesn't take seconds.
Yeah, I know, but what you going to do, right?
All right, so it's 11:40. We should be getting a call any second now. And let's see. It's funny, we just did that. We did that radio interview last, what was that, last Friday?
Oh, 2 days ago. Yeah. That was with Palm. Who was it with again?
Palm Beach Happenings.
Was that with Palm Beach Happenings?
Yeah, that was last Friday we did that. And that went by pretty quickly. I mean, that was, it seemed
We were on the phone for 15 minutes, but it seemed like it went by super quick.
Yeah, it just seemed like a weird one. Palm Beach, that's a place to go. That's hopefully we'll be back there in September, or no, not September, November.
Oh, Mark, did you say that the dates were just recently released for the quiz? Do you know what they are off the top of your head?
No.
Okay.
I could check in a minute, because I took a snapshot of the page.
Yeah.
But I thought he was calling in right now. Okay.
Well, it's 11:40, so it's just only 11:40 right now. But anyhow, yeah, Chris Everett, it's the week before, I think it's the week before,
right?
Thanksgiving.
It usually is.
Yeah.
But actually, I think this year, it might be even a little bit earlier. Last year, we should have had somebody call in, you know, whether it be Miriam or one of the other people.
Yeah.
Or the year before, the year before.
Boy, oh boy.
But we never had somebody
just
call
like
in.
With the EMC. How we should have. I know you mentioned it a couple weeks ago.
Well, not a couple weeks ago. It was about a month or two ago.
Okay.
A
couple months ago. Because you weren't at the. We didn't go to the last one. I went to one before that 2 months ago myself.
So the last one that you and I went to, where was that?
Hugo Boss, I think. I went in January.
Hugo Boss, you're talking about in Century City?
Well, I went in January alone. February, we didn't go. And then March, we didn't go. So
you're saying Hugo Boss was like in December?
Well, like I said, you haven't been to any this year, so I don't know if it was Hugo Boss or... Yeah. Actually, I think it was November. I think maybe they didn't have one in December.
Yeah. Maybe not. At Christmas time, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. You don't want to do that.
But yeah, I think it was November, and I think it was Hugo Boss.
Interesting.
Where we met, what's her name, with her book, and she always brings that damn book ever, whatever
she
her name
that
is.
She has every picture
everywhere.
She takes. She's
getting ready to go on an international flight, I think Lufthansa, and she's got the book with her.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like it. You know, she's like, look where the book is now. Whenever she's at an event, it's on the red carpet with her. That's kind of a neat thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, Easter's just 10 days away.
Wow.
How about that? Or 10 or 11 days. 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 or 11 days.
What time we do over, by the way?
Well, I think you guys usually come over at 11 or so.
Well, whatever.
Hopefully it'll be a great day. I love the April Sunday brunch. Easter Sunday brunch.
Oh, did Whitney tell you that she won't be there this year? She's
no.
got to work. She can't get off because
that's a drag.
Yeah, she.
Blake is coming back. We're going to pick him up a week early so he can be there.
Because she took all that time off for the wedding. She didn't have to work on Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
So four people less than usual this year.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
So did you like the Fosse show last night?
I did. I very much so. It started out really, really slow, and I was surprised Sam Rockwell, who is this Academy Award-winning movie star, was on this show, you know?
Well, you know, a lot of these... he probably had this in the work before he won his Oscar last year.
But I liked it a lot. Again, it started kind of... Oh, you did not see it, right?
I watched 10 minutes
of it. Paul Reiser.
I saw it. I liked it.
Paul Reiser's in it playing like a producer. He looks a lot older.
I thought that was him, too. He was on the game show, right? At the very start in that game show? No?
Oh, maybe not. He was the one that took him out to, maybe there was some mark, but I only caught him when they were having a dinner together, and then he ended up being in Berlin when they were filming Cabaret. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get that far.
Put on some weight and gray hair. I'm not sure if they're making him look older, or if it's just that time in his life. He is, you know, it happens.
Right.
You know, like Mike Tyson. I saw Jimmy Kimmel the other day.
But I thought Mike Tyson was already like kind of like bald, so you're saying he was all gray.
Yeah, he had a little bit of beard, which made him look a lot older.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, but funny, you know. Jimmy Kimmel's funny. I mean, real funny. But he looked huge, and he looked like a slouch. He was wearing this like a shirt that you wear out to the pool, like
24929.
Yeah, I just double checked it too.
Yes, he just sent an email right now. I guess I don't know. Maybe he tried calling. I know we had that problem with Sue.
Yeah. So did he have 602-4929, right?
Yeah.
That's what it gave him.
602, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we might be running into the same problem we had with Sue Wong that one time. Remember, she called in initially, Matt?
Yeah.
And we got her. Yeah. Then she kept calling back, and she couldn't get in.
All right. Well, Sheldon, we're having problems. I guess you're trying to call in. Unfortunately, it's not coming through, and we're running short on the time. So
we'll schedule the next one.
Yeah. I mean, if you make it through and you come in, we'll still make it work. But if not, we'll schedule for the next show. Should I send him a... Anyhow.
Yeah, it's too late now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyhow.
So they got this big Nipsey Hussle funeral happening at Staples Center today. 21,000 tickets. Not sold, but you had to register.
You have to have a ticket, yeah.
But,
I think they should have charged $1 each and then donated it all to charity.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But the thing I don't understand is, you know, I know he did some good for his neighborhood or whatever.
Poor guy.
But... they're playing him up to be like Mother Teresa.
He did a lot. You know, prior, if you would, I heard of his name once about a year ago, and that was it only because I think of Nipsey Russell. But prior to the Grammys, there was a lot of talk about him because of his Grammy nomination and because of his involvement with the community. So if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have been so in tune to what's going on. But he evidently has done a lot.
I never heard of him before. Pat Harvey of CBS did an interview with him about 4 months ago.
Yeah. Right. I think I heard his name about a year ago because I remember Nipsey Russell, you know, the actor or comedian or whatever. Is he still alive?
No, Nipsey
Russell. Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He's been dead for a long
20
time.
Years? Okay. But but crazy how, I mean, gosh, you know, it's good to stay in your community and do good, but he ended up getting killed in the community as opposed to
I still don't understand why, because he did so good for everybody. We know he wasn't a member of the gang or whatever.
He had a riff with this one guy.
So the guy kills him because he had a riff with him.
Shot him in the head.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. But that's what I was going to say. It's like the game from Compton. He's got like huge palazzo. He lives like in Glendale, up in the hills in Glendale. The game.
He lives in Glendale?
He lives in Glendale, up there like the college up by the big house. But anyhow, he got a lot of grief because he split. He left Compton. And I think, but you know, maybe if Nipsey Hussle was living in Brentwood or Beverly Hills behind a gated community, this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. The thing I don't understand, though, too, you know, you have these 21,000 people that are coming out. He had that many fans right here in the Southern California area. I mean, wasn't his record career or his music career just very limited?
A couple years. But the fact that so much is being said about this is because he donated a lot of money to the community. He stayed in the Crenshaw area, like Magic Johnson, who he's developing. Right. But Magic Johnson's all about making the big money for him.
Yeah.
Nipsey Hussle was about the people, you know. And everybody could say that Magic, I hate to dog him out, but he was doing the Starbucks. All of that was for him to get to his $500 or $600 million, you know. He was doing it for him. Like Nipsey Hussle, he was doing things for the neighborhood, the community, and that's why all this is coming out about him.
Yeah.
So,
oh man, you know, we got that email this morning about that Farrah Fawcett thing.
Yeah,
we just got confirmed. I submitted this because I thought just in case, but anyway, we got confirmed for it.
Oh wow, I'm surprised you did, but
well, the Farrah Fawcett thing, and the reason I did was because George Hamilton usually goes to these things.
Oh, how do you know that?
Well, because Alana Stewart is the chairman of the
Foundation. Yeah.
So whenever they have these things, she always brings him up because he always gets extra press and everything. So I submitted us.
You want to make that happen?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll see.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, we'll give it some thought.
Okay. I'll do whatever I can on my end to make this happen.
I'll put it in play to see if that's something.
Yeah. Again, I'm surprised that you did.
Well, I told you why he did it.
Yeah.
George Hamilton component, I probably wouldn't have. But... And, you know, I would assume it's like the Phase 4 thing where they have...
Yeah, well, Sandy told me she went last year. It was really good.
Yeah, so I guess that means...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how those things usually are, the Phase 4 thing. And then we went to something else that was like that, too. But...
So we'll see.
Didn't she die the same day that Michael Jackson died? That's where she almost... there was no... anyhow, Mark, we're almost out of time, right? So, hey, we have not been on Storage Wars in the last couple of weeks, but I'm guessing we're probably next week or the week after. So tune in, check us out on A&E, or what's the other channel that we're on?
FYI.
I don't get that, but FYI, or if you want to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, it's Wow Hollywood. We have a couple of cool events coming up. We're doing the ESPYs. We're hosting our annual Wow Creations ESPYs Gifting Suite on July 15th. Reach out to us if you have a brand or product line you'd like to introduce and showcase. You could reach us at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We're on again the radio every Thursday. The Tastemakers, check us out. I think we're almost out of time.
Our website is wowcreationsmedia.com. Also, if you live in the Los Angeles area and you are looking to buy or sell real estate in this very hot real estate market.
Very hot.
I'm a realtor of the stars, markharrisrealtor@gmail.com. I'll get your house sold or purchased in no time. I'm available 24/7, 365. That's markharrisrealtor@gmail.com. Go out there, have some fun, live. Life is short. People are dropping left and right out there for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So you need to take advantage of the moment. So go out there, eat something good, drink something better, have fun, and we will see you.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.